It's been a crazy week in this person's life, but the highlight of this week were really two Jameses. How do you say that in the plural? Jameses? We know about this one James, but the other James I met on Wednesday when I and a couple of our lay leaders and professional staff went down to Salem for two reasons. One, I was given the honor of giving the invocation for the Senate session, and two, a little bit later in the day, Neve Shalom received a resolution, was put before the Senate and voted upon to mark this congregation's 150 years of being an anchor institution of service to the Jewish community and to the Portland community as a whole. So it was a lovely day. There is ritual in our political life as well, and one of the people responsible for that down in Salem is this guy James, who gets the invocator prepped for giving their words before the Congress, and the name of that guy was James. And it was an interesting little job. So I said, "So James, tell me, how did you end up in this job?" And he said, "Well, I went to, you know, he went to Western, and he went to college, and a job was open at the Capitol, and he took it, and then he stayed. And it's been 15 years of him doing this work and really trying to bring a little bit of kedusha, a little bit of holiness into the work that our elected officials are charged with performing on our behalf." And I thought about that, right? How many of us end up in our lives, in our work, in our jobs, from this sort of fortuitous path that just leads us there, maybe without planning, right? I think a lot of people. I know I come from a line of 600 years of rabbis, and I wonder how much of this is because it speaks deeply to me. It does. And how much of it, though, and the reason that speaks deeply is because I was raised in a certain way and propelled in a direction that maybe wasn't entirely of my own choosing. And I think that destiny is something that we all sort of wrestle with and that we all encounter in different ways in our lives. And I think our Torah portion gives us a really interesting notion of destiny, and that James began to draw out, and that maybe I can take from a slightly different direction as well. Because this Torah portion of Emor deals really with primarily two topics. It deals with the priestly class, those who have been selected for a particular mission. And it wasn't anything they chose. They were born into it, right? Aaron was chosen. And then there's this long line of people who just end up with a certain destiny that comes with a set of obligations and responsibilities and duties. And the other part of our portion, which we read a lot of this section during some of our pilgrimage festivals, as Torah reading, is the selected times, these Jewish holidays that fill our year. And, you know, if you were to ask someone, is the month of Sivan more meaningful than the month of Iyar or Kislev from some external way? Is May better than April? I'm not talking weather. I'm talking about the time itself. The answer is like, no. It's just a moment in time. The sun's circling the earth. But it's how we choose it and what we imbue it with that begins to make those moments have the potential of kedusha or holiness. And it seems to me that destiny for us is really like that. That all of us, and you were really getting at this, James, right? All of us present with these moments in our life, these opportunities like James down in Salem, this moment to reflect on our life and how we're living, and what are we going to do with it? And how do we use it? That's what makes our lives what they are. And it's rather profound, even as it's rather ordinary and everyday. It's ordinary because every moment of our lives is like that. It's profound because most of the time we don't realize that, right? It's those heightened moments of time, of attention, of kavanah, where we realize that this is what's put in front of us. Tomorrow, we're saying goodbye to a friend, a remarkable person, Jake Krizek, a Holocaust survivor, who lived to 100 years of age after seeing the worst destiny that anyone could imagine, and having been in the camps and faced with the utter depths of degradation that a humans and a society could end up in. And, you know, that is sufficient to break lots of people. And that is understandable. Some people would have nightmares the rest of their life. What always struck me so remarkably about Jake was that he had this sense of destiny. I mean, he had a light, 9 lives. There were so many episodes along the way when he could have lost his life. And he just was there. He knew this was my life. And he always had buddies. He always had friends in any of these circumstances as he's moved from one camp to another. And there's stories about a guard who was really ready to just end his life and decided to send him to the capo, the turncoat Jew in the camp, and said, you deal with him. And Jake had watched this guard tell people, oh, you can go free now, just go. And as they started to run, the guard would wait and take out his pistol and end their life. And in that heightened moment where Jake's walking over the capo, he had to figure out, what do I do with this moment and this time? And he gets up to the capo and he whispers to the guy, hit me really hard. And the capo hit him and he fell to the ground, and the guard laughed and decided not to end his life. That's destiny at its most intense in this crystallized moment. But every one of us has the opportunity to realize that we're placed in a moment, in a role that comes to us again and again, and that we have the capacity to rise up to it and to turn it into something remarkable. And that if we do that day after day and time after time, then at the end of our lives, we'll say, you know, God had a really remarkable destiny planned out for me. And if we don't, we sort of wonder, what was I doing? And more, selected people for roles, selected times, what we do with it, that's our choice. That's our kavanah. Shabbat shalom.